Hi, welcome back to Book Dummies. I'm Zach.
I'm Mackenzie.
And today we're going to be talking about chapters 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9.
This is episode 3, by the way. He forgot to mention that. Do forgive him. He's a little slow today. Let's start off with chapter 5.
Gatsby convinces Nick
to invite Daisy over to his house. Nick's house, to clarify.
So that they
can meet after a long
can
5 years.
Can I finish your own sentence?
No, you're walking slow.
Yeah.
Talking slow.
Well, you talk too fast, so you skip over stuff, so.
Well, so. Tough Titty said to Kitty.
What?
You've never heard that? Tough Titty says the kitty?
No.
Dang, you live under a rock.
I don't live under a rock. I've never heard anything about titties and kitties before.
Will you stop playing with my gloves?
No.
It looks fucking weird.
Mackenzie.
I don't think they heard that. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
You're getting sued.
Well, you know, they can try.
Okay. So, Gatsby's weird.
Okay, so Gatsby was in the house with Nick before Daisy arrived. He ran out in the rain, got wet, duh, and showed up back at the front steps. Walked in the front door, dried off.
I don't know why you have to be so sassy about
walked
this.
Walked into the living room, because you said step by step. There's the step by step.
I didn't say step by step. You just skipped over it. You went from him running outside to him magically being back inside.
I said he's a... Gonna kill him.
Do it.
I'm gonna...
It's gonna be... It's gonna be evidence
Ooh,
right here.
Hit your face.
Whenever I die, there's gonna be evidence right here.
Sure. Doubt of suffocation.
You just gave him what you're gonna kill me by. Dang, Mackenzie. You're really bad at murdering people.
Well, it's only bad if I actually do it.
I'm gonna go miss.
Nah, I'll let you suffer the EOCs.
Oh my god, thank you for being so considerate.
You're welcome.
You're welcome?
Yeah, you're welcome. I know English today. It's fine. Okay, we need to get back on this.
I mean, it's not my fault.
It's like the whole chihuahua thing.
To kill me.
It's the whole chihuahua thing of yeah. Okay. So, you want to talk about the clock? Since you're so obsessed with it.
The what?
The clock.
Oh, I thought you said the box.
No, the clock. C-L-O-C-K.
That's how you struggle to spell it. Oh, no, my nose is...
Well, when I said CL, I'm like, wait, that doesn't sound right. But, you know.
Oh, my God, really. I can't say anything.
It's alright. You do the talking. I'm kind of traveling.
That's why you just made so much noise.
Yeah.
Okay, so... The clock is supposed to represent, you know, time. You know, like it does.
Yeah. Like they can see that hand motion that you're doing. The L quotations and the little hand movement. Yeah, totally can see that, you know.
Your talking gives me a headache.
Thank you. So sweet of you.
Yes, this is the one who's gonna murder me.
Now. Get on to the time!
Alright, so... In the book, the clock's already broken. Like, it doesn't move. It's... broke.
He's gonna take a while about talking with this clock.
But Gatsby doesn't realize that it's already broken. He doesn't have to like clocks and to realize it's not broken. So, after Gatsby knocks it over from being nervous and stuff, he catches it before it falls on the ground. Whenever he sees it, he realizes it's broke. So he thinks he already broke it. But apparently the clock is supposed to represent Gatsby time with Daisy. Like, they still have
something. A chance.
There you go. Like, to be together. I don't really know. It was a very weird thing.
Yeah. But, you know, he had to say it. Anyways, Gatsby gains his confidence, finally.
I don't know what he gains. He's creepy.
And then they go back over to Gatsby's house with Nick.
He goes back to his house.
Oh, they go to Gatsby's house with Nick. Because Gatsby's still a chicken and can't go by himself.
With Daisy.
Yes, with Daisy.
You gotta mention Daisy's here.
Well, I mean, I think it's already implied that she's here.
But still.
Anyways, you want to talk about the shots?
All I remember is that he was showing him or her all of his expenses. What?
Daisy was crying over the things that she could have.
He just threw out some expensive shirts and then she realized he was bawling. Rich. So she was just like
bawling.
Weeping. And I'm like, bawling. Girl, so overdramatic. Like, dang. She's money hungry.
Yes, she is.
Like, dang. She's like, I wish I wouldn't have left him because I could have had all this other money.
If only she knew. Foreshadowing. Dun dun dun. Psych.
What do you mean foreshadowing?
Psych!
This is not a time traveling book. What are you talking about?
Psych!
Ew, my hair looks nasty. Okay. So.
Anyways.
Daisy and Gatsby end up like.
Dancing, singing, kissing. We don't know, they okay? It's all in the same thing.
Enchanted by their presence, each other's presence.
They end up smooching and. It's implied they had sex, and Nick snuck out sometime around the kissing. What?
You sound like a 3-year-old trying to explain this. They started smooching.
A 3-year-old doesn't know what smooching is.
Smooching. You're such a child. Yeah. Ow! Stop this damn pillow!
My pencil!
Oh, that's what you get. That hurt my nose.
Well, you shouldn't have a nose.
Oh, yeah. Like, I have the choice to either have a nose or
you
not.
You could be like Voldemort. No nose. Wah, wah, wah.
I can't see. Wah, wah, wah. Yeah, let me just go shave my nose off real fast.
You can still breathe without it. That's what Sarah said.
You can, I know. It'd just be weird. I'm pretty sure you'll be able to get infections and stuff in your nose better.
Oh, well.
What do you mean, oh, well?
Anyways, this makes us on chapter 6 now, right?
Yes, that's how it goes.
Okay.
5.
If I had something to throw at you.
6.
If I had something to throw at you without losing this thingy, I would.
Why do you think it's a megaphone? The paper's, like, super thin, and you're over here, like, things.
I don't know. I'm bored. I'm tired. And I felt amusement. We can leave the bell alone. So, to start off with chapter 6, we learn that Jay Gatsby's real name is James Gads. Gats? Gads.
Gads?
Gads. Gats. Really, all he changed is he dropped a Z.
He made his name more
elegantly.
That's the word.
But why did he change James to J? Like,
what's because James is not attractive.
James, it's like elegant. It's like, I don't know.
I don't understand. Don't ask me. I'm not the character.
I have nothing to throw at you.
Good.
Don't like this.
In this chapter, we learn that Gatsby, he was raised.
He was poor.
He was poor.
He had nothing.
So, yeah, he went to a university in Michigan, but dropped out after like one or two weeks because he was so embarrassed of working as a janitor. So he just didn't work there anymore.
Chapter 6 pretty much just gave us his background, his real name, how he met Daisy. How he ended up going to Oxford for was it 6 or 5?
I think it was 5 months.
5 months, possibly 6. It's a debate.
This is also where he met Dan Cody.
No, he met Dan Cody afterwards. After he came home from Oxford.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
I don't know then.
Well, I'm telling you. He came back.
And that's when he met Dan Cody. Cody somewhere. Sometime.
He met Dan Cody. Dan Cody's a jock. But he works for him. Drunk. Shut up.
I thought you said jerk. But jock.
He's probably that too. Dead man.
No, he was nice. He was a nice person.
That drunk. Yeah.
Drank. Totally.
Drank. Drunk. It's the same thing, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Drank. Drunk. I thought I was drunk. Drank, fine. That doesn't sound right. It's like, I drank a cup of Mountain Dew.
That's what you would say. You don't say, I drunk.
Oh! Wow. That just hit me.
Oh, my.
Okay. Okay. That little how to speak proper. Okay.
English?
Okay.
I can't say anything.
Okay. Anyways, to avoid the silent moment.
So he was an alcoholic.
Bad, bad, bad.
So this is how, this is why Gatsby
doesn't drink.
Yeah, because he learned that it does some crazy stuff to you, so he was like, not gonna do that.
Which is good on his behalf, I guess. He has one good quality. At least.
One.
I hate him. One. Okay.
So,
when Dan Cody died, he left some money to Gatsby.
He left $25,000, which...
Why do you remember that?
Because it was a number.
Oh my god.
It was the only number in there, so I remembered it.
Okay. But his mistress, Dan Cody's mistress, well, she was kind of greedy, I guess.
She didn't want him to have it.
So he didn't.
Which, I don't understand.
Yeah, why is she going to say she's the mistress? Wait, if she's the mistress, did that mean he had a wife? Ooh. Okay, anyways.
I don't know.
No. Don't you have to have a wife to have a mistress?
Well, yeah. I mean, unless you call, like, your girlfriend or something a mistress.
I don't see a girlfriend wanting to be called that.
I mean, I don't see any negative connotation. I mean, I do, but, like, just a word.
I don't know, but mistress didn't really have a...
But, and now, today, money, $25,000, I mean, it's a lot, but it's not, like, rich people.
To him, it would have been a lot.
Yeah, because he was poor.
Considering he had nothing.
But, like, to, like, people who were, like, living with millions, billions of dollars, $25,000 looks like pocket change.
Yeah. So, anyways, he didn't get the money.
But he strived to...
Yes. Be better than Dan Cody.
Become wealthy because he liked the lifestyle.
Anyways. Him and Daisy.
Daisy.
Yes, Daisy. I feel like it should have like a southern thing to it.
I don't think she's southern.
But you know, when you said Daisy, it's like... That's what southern people name their kids, okay? Daisy.
Not Daisy.
That's what my granny named her dead dog. Daisy. And they're southern, so you know, Daisy. It's whatever.
Why'd you ever bring a dead dog in here?
I don't know. His name's Daisy.
God, you're evil, McKenzie.
Thank you. Thank you.
I can't say anything. I was laughing at the chihuahua.
Yes! You were laughing at the poor chihuahua.
That was funny.
Wow.
I have a really bad headache.
Okay. Well, I don't think this is nothing about Gatsby.
Well, you're talking about a dead dog, so...
It was a mention. You were supposed to move on.
Okay, so...
Silent moment.
Yep.
Well, you know, that has nothing on it. Don't worry about look. Okay.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
We're not supposed to have silent moments. This is all silent.
Well, then talk.
This
way you can talk. So...
Ouch.
During this chapter... Tom and Mr. and Mrs.
Sloan?
I don't know how to pronounce it.
It's some fancy name.
They go to Gatsby's house to... For
have
like...
lunch, maybe?
I don't remember why they went over there.
Pretty much the show off, I think.
I don't know. But Gatsby invites them to like stay, but they declined, so... Then they invite him over to his house, or their house.
Then they leave without him.
Well, yeah. They're just going to take him. They're going to wait till he gets ready, then comes over. They still have to get ready. So, they invite him over for, like, lunch or dinner or something. And then that's when Daisy and Gatsby, that's when Tom starts getting a little suspicious of their relationship.
Actually, that's when Gatsby meets Daisy's daughter for the first time, Penny.
Oh, yeah. We don't talk about her.
She has a nickname. At least it's something than the child.
Yeah. Why do I keep saying and? It's just Tom. He starts getting suspicious of Gatsby and Daisy's relationship. There are so many characters in this damn book.
But it's the same characters.
For real. So.
Being tongue-tied.
Huh?
So I'm getting tongue-tied with them.
Oh, I thought you said something died, and I was like...
Wow. Just wow.
Shut up, McKinley. I'm gonna throw this pencil at you.
That would hurt. Please don't.
Why? My neck is really hurting.
That's nice.
I feel like my voice is like...
Okay, the phone probably can't hear you because you're like, you know, really far away. Oh. So if you would sit up and stop laying down...
It hurt.
It hurt to sit down.
Okay.
Lazy.
So, whenever Gatsby goes to Tom's house, Tom.
Talked about this.
Accuses Gatsby
of being a bootlegger.
That's how he got his wealth. And then Daisy was like...
defending him.
Saying that he's just... the drugstores he has. Like, he owns multiple drugstores. Which we all know it's just a little... what's it called? The Underground Bars. I cannot remember the name of it. It starts with an S.
You asked the wrong human being, dude.
What are they called?
Well, too bad. Stop doing that with your eyeball. That's creepy.
It's what I do when I'm trying to think.
Well, think a different way.
What are they called?
Saloons?
No, speedies. Speedies. Yeah, because apparently, I think it's implied that his drugstores are speakeasies, and that he actually is a bootlegger. But besides the point.
Besides the point. What?
You're so annoying.
Thank you.
So.
Right back at you.
Hold on. I'm trying to think of how to word this.
I don't know why you're looking at that paper. There's nothing wrote down on it that's mind-boggling.
So, after Gatsby goes back from Tom's house, he starts... or no, after him and Daisy, you know, do the do, he starts to become obsessed with Daisy. Like, a weird way. And he wants everything to go back to the way it was and just forget 5 years happened in between.
Sweetie, you missed, like you missed the Hotel DeVille thing or whatever.
What are you talking about?
Okay. So, when they're going over for lunch and they meet the little kid, and then they all get together and they start talking... and then they go out to New York because it's hot, and they stay at that hotel.
That's later.
No, that's in chapter 6.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Because in the next chapter, you know who, D.I. and...
wow, way to spoil it, Mackenzie.
Well, I mean, you're skipping the whole plot in chapter 6.
That happened in chapter 7.
No, it didn't. Chapter 6 and chapter 7 kind of splurged.
That happens in chapter 7.
It doesn't!
I'm...
Zach!
87% positive that happened in
chapter 6. I'm 100% positive that they leave in chapter 6 to go to New York.
It's chapter 7.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, because Tom Buchanan drives Gatsby's yellow car, and Gatsby drives Tom's blue call in chapter 6 in the middle of it.
Wait.
Yeah. No. Moving on. I can see the wheels in your brain. They're turning. Come on.
If so, that hurts. My head's dying.
Okay. So I'm right. He's wrong. He just ain't gonna admit it. It's fine.
Okay. It's fine. You sound like I'm just so mean. I'm not mean.
That can be debated. Shh. That can be debated. Hey, that was rude.
I will break your nail.
I will claw you.
Do it.
I don't want to hurt you. I'm not mean. Not vicious.
You're emotionally mean.
Well, true.
So, apparently they went out riding.
Yes! He admitted it. Okay.
And
so,
Tom?
Gatsby's car needed gas, right? So, they stopped by Wilson's garage. George Wilson. Myrtle.
Myrtle.
Husband's.
You know, like Myrtle Beach.
You know what? Just, They get gas. And George had his wife locked upstairs because he was going to take her away because he found out that she's been follicating or whatever.
Having an affair?
Yes, thank you.
God. He was having an affair, or she was having an affair with somebody, but she didn't. God, yeah. He didn't know who.
Yeah.
So bad of a pronoun.
And Marshall was looking out the window. She saw Tom, she saw Nick, and she saw Jordan. And she thought Jordan was Daisy.
Because she never saw her.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then she saw the yellow call. So, anyways, they get the gas, and they leave.
Since Tom and Gatsby traded cars, Tom was in Gatsby's car at the time, and Gatsby and
Daisy was in Tom's car at the time.
Yeah.
Anywho, they leave the gas station and they go to the hotel. And Tom has a bottle of wine or something.
It's whiskey.
I'm sorry, it's whiskey.
I will fight you.
Bring it. Dang.
Okay.
And anyways, Gatsby's had enough, and, like, so has Tom, and, like, they've just got into, like, this argument.
Because Gatsby told Tom that his wife didn't love him anymore.
Well, and honestly, I don't think Daisy even knows who she loves at this point.
We don't talk about her.
I'm pretty sure she's just kind of a leech.
Whoever has the money.
Yep. Whoever can give her the biggest house.
Wad of cash.
Yeah, wad of cash. Wow. Anyways, yeah. So that goes down. And Tom kind of,
At first he's like,
bust the bubble.
Really mad. But then after a while,
he exposes Gatsby to being a, illegal.
The bootlegger, yes.
Yeah, a bootlegger. And Daisy is like, horrified. And then Tom makes Daisy go home with Gatsby in Gatsby's car.
Yeah, while emphasis on that, Mackenzie, because you're really bad at foreshadowing.
I'm going to
do it.
One of these days, Zachary. One of these days.
I'm telling you, I'm going missing. She's going to kill me.
One of these days. Oh, are you trying to copy me, or...?
No.
Okay.
I still have all his hair back here. Okay, continue your lovely story, because apparently I can't say anything, because you're going to get...
Well, you can add your 2 cents now. Well, with Tom, Nick, and Jordan, they're leaving the hotel.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Oh, yeah! Nick mentions that it's his 30th birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Which is very... not important, but, like... it's a good thing, whatever, because once you get older, you don't really care about your birthday, you know, you're middle-aged, you're just...
He's 30, he hardly has any friends, he does not have a wife.
He doesn't have any real friends.
He doesn't even have any good money coming in, and he has no children. He has nothing to show for his 30 years of living.
So
what's his point?
He does not have his life together.
Nope.
But
and he's too hooked up on Gatsby.
Oh.
That silent moment, just silent. No one died. We were just silent. It's
like, wow. No, I'm yawning and she's like mesmerized or something. My hair.
I took a break. I'm tired of talking.
Okay, so what happened?
You talk. Oh, they're driving in Tom's car now.
Who?
Tom, Nick, and Daisy.
Gotta make that clear, Mackenzie.
And they get close to where George Wilson's garage is at. And they see, like, I guess cops and ambulance and other people crowding it. And at first, Tom thinks that, they think some accidents happen and George is gonna finally get some business. But then they get close and they see someone dead on the ground.
Yeah, this is, you know, the really bad, somebody, just D.I.
Yeah, D.I.'d. You can please tell them who it is.
It's Myrtle.
Yes, she's dead.
Hallelujah.
I don't mean to sound happy about that, but, you know, don't really care.
Nobody likes these characters, Mackenzie.
No.
Nobody.
I'm going to impale you with this.
First, you're going to suffocate me. Now you're going to stab me to death. Dang.
Hey, I think Sega was going to kill you with it.
We can't infer that I'm gonna bleed out and die.
I'd give you a tissue.
Yeah, a tissue would help me from just really massive fatal stab.
That and the what is this?
You're making so much noise.
Antibiotic, you know what? This.
Antibiotic?
It helps with boo-boos.
Girl, that's what you would put on a scab.
Well, you know.
Oh, not a giant
and massive. And I have rubbing alcohol, so you'd live.
But, girl, you trying to really kill me. Rubbing alcohol on burn.
You'll live.
Sweetie, if I have a massive hole in my stomach.
This is the tiny pencil.
You do not. If you stab me with that, it'll make a giant hole.
Fucking lead would break before I'd even impaled.
Oh, now you call me fat. Okay. Wow.
And that's if I can even get this through you.
Wow, okay.
Not like that, like,
now you're fat-shaming. Wow, first you're gonna kill me, then you're gonna fat-shame me? Wow, Mackenzie. What kind of friend are you?
Okay, plastic's very hard to stab people with.
What does that say? Oh, I know, you really wrote Mackenzie. That. Really? Hey, I spelled your name right.
Oh, you spelled it better than I did. No, you didn't. You forgot the C.
Put the C. Oh, it's tiny.
It's scribbled.
Yes.
M-A-C-K-E-N-C.
At least I can spell your name better than you can.
Oh, shut up. I only forgot the A.
Where'd that paper go?
The ground.
Oh.
To its grave.
Are we done?
Oh, no, we haven't finished 6 yet. Okay, so Myrtle's dead.
Myrtle's titty falls off.
Thank you for that. And George is in, like, despair. He turns into a zombie.
He's not turned into a zombie. He has a mental break.
He acts like a zombie.
There's a difference.
Tom is angry. I don't see why. And
because he doesn't have his side booty anymore.
Well, you know, he can get another one.
I mean,
a replacement, you know?
I think you would be sad if you were paying someone to be your booty call and then they got ran over.
And that just a polite way of calling her a hookle.
She's not a hooker.
You pay them.
She's a sugar baby. There's a difference.
No, he's a sugar daddy.
She's a sugar baby.
Is that really what you call them?
Yes.
Oh, ew.
That's what you would call them.
Disgusting.
It's no better than a sugar daddy. Give me a damn... Kinsey, stop! Stop! You little biatch.
No, don't throw him.
I'm not.
He's a dragon. Kind of. His hoodie is.
It looks like a flop.
It says, dragging my heart around. Daddy bought it for me. It's adorable.
Looks like,
it's my new snuggle.
Looks like Bibble.
Bibble? It doesn't look like that abomination.
Bibble?
Abomination.
Mackenzie!
Yes, that's my name. Thank you.
He's not an abomination.
Abomination.
Dizzle is. Dizzle came from the ninth circle of hell.
She's Satan.
We
do abomination not... and Satan.
No, we love yes. Dizzle.
No, she's horrible. They go...
That's Dizzle.
No, that's both of them.
Yeah, but Dizzle is
they're both
disgusting.
Abominations.
Bibble's great.
Abominations. Abominations.
We're gonna fight.
Bring it. Abominations.
Oh, no, you're probably just gonna kill me anyways.
Oh, right. Yeah, so Tom's mad. Anyways, they get home. And Tom and Jordan goes in the house. And Nick stays outside waiting for a cab. And while he's waiting outside, he sees Gatsby hiding in the bushes, okay?
Being creep.
No, this is creepy.
Creepy
stalkerish
creeper.
And all that.
He's being a creepy creeper.
But apparently he's waiting for Daisy. Look, he means like Daisy. Daisy, waiting for her to give a signal that she's in trouble, and then he's going to rush in and save her. Well, that never happens.
Because he's trying to be the great hero of the story.
Yeah. Anyways.
It's just creepy.
Nick leaves him to his business. And, you know, that's pretty much the end of six. You know?
Uh-huh.
So, to start off with chapter 8. Actually, I don't know what to start off with. So, chapter 8 is, what, pretty much a wrap-up of what happened in chapter 7. Nick goes over to Gatsby's. And Gatsby pretty much tells him that he stayed pretty late at the Buchanan's watching to see if Daisy sent a signal. She never did. She's fine and peachy. So Gatsby and Nick has this long conversation until Nick realizes he has to go to work. And Gatsby decides that he wants to go take a swim in the pool before the gardener drains it.
Was it the gardener?
Yeah, it was the gardener.
Why would the gardener drain the pool?
I don't know. Don't question
Wouldn't
it.
Wouldn't that be the pool boy?
No, it said gardener. So, you know.
Gardener.
Shut up.
Gardener.
Shut up. What are you doing? Don't abuse it. It's precious. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Gardener.
Poor little bear.
So, anyways. I don't even know what we're talking
about. Gatsby's going for a swim. A float.
That nasty pool.
Yeah, that nasty pool. Meanwhile, it does like this little shift to George Wilson's point of view, kind of. And in his point of view, he's kind of gone a little crazy.
Why do you say like point of view? It just goes over to him and some other
point of view. It's just a question, okay? Okay. Don't roll your eyes. It's rude.
So, anyways, George is pretty much, he's crazy.
Mental.
At this point. So, he's like.
He keeps saying he knows how to find the killer.
I can never freaking finish a sentence.
Okay.
So, George is like, he's obsessed with trying to find the person who killed his wife. So. Then he starts going on and on about this billboard has the eyes of God and God sees all.
T.D. Eckelberg or something.
Nobody can hear you.
I know.
The billboard is called T.J. Eckelberg.
I'm not here.
Which is a weird name. I don't know. But...
Your name's a real name.
She refers to it as God, and, like, seeing all. Then the other dude in the building, he's just like...
Dude, that's just the billboard. Get okay. over yourself.
He's just like, okay, yeah, do you? Which, like, I would be terrified. So, I guess after the dude leaves, George, like...
He leaves his garage, and well, we don't know where he goes, okay?
Not until later on.
Yeah, not until later on when Nick gets off of work and goes over to Gatsby's mansion. And, like, wasn't it the butler that let him in? And then it was the butler, the gardener, and Nick. They went to the pool. Did anything?
I don't know. It's fuzzy. This book happened really fast. And plus, I was late, like, a whole...
You were late for chapter 6, Zach. Don't act like you missed 7, 8, and 9 as well.
I was late for school.
Well, you didn't miss 7, 8, and 9.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't, you dingbear. You probably zoned out. Is it even playing?
Your grandma said she might love you.
Oh.
I was trying to figure out who it was.
My mama.
It says...
She loves me. That's
nice. What is
No.
Oh.
It says mama.
Oh, I thought it was N.
You dingleberry.
I thought it was N.
You know, I called my uncle a dingleberry. The funny thing is, his name's Barry. And at the time, I wasn't realized, you know, I just call people dingleberry sometimes. And I called him a dingleberry for some reason when I was walking by him. And then they started laughing, and I'm like, wait, why are they laughing? That's not funny. I just insulted him. And then I thought, I'm like, wait, his name's Barry. And I just called him a dingleberry. Yeah. It was a whole wrong moment.
What were we talking about? So.
Oh, Gatsby's in the pool. Okay. Dropping the bomb, he's dead.
Wow, Mackenzie. Oh, my. That's what I was thinking. Whenever he goes up to his house, aren't there police and stuff?
No.
Or does he walk to the pool?
Okay, so Nick goes to the front door, rings the bell, butler opens it. He's like, "Where's Gatsby?" Goldmore, I think, shows up. And they walk around back to the pool, and there's the float. And there's Gatsby's on it dead. And a few miles back into the woods.
Somebody's... Saw.
No.
Wouldn't the people working for him hear the gunshots?
They didn't even know he was dead. Not until Nick showed up.
Wouldn't they? This is hypothetical.
I don't know. Maybe the gun had a silencer thingy on it.
Silencer thingy.
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna go to heck.
Oh. You're probably gonna kill me anyway, so I might go there. So they ended up finding Gatsby dead, and then, like...
George Wilson dead. Wilson.
I was getting there. I was trying to build up suspense to it. God, Mackenzie.
Well, I don't do good with suspense.
Like, a few feet away, you know, Wilson died. Georgie, who's crazy, he killed himself. He killed himself. So, and after a while, like, I guess the police showed up and stuff.
Suppose. They taped it. Beep, beep.
And, like, nobody really... Everybody cared that he died because he had good parties, but nobody really cared that Gatsby died. He was dead. Yeah.
Nick couldn't find anyone to come to the funeral. And he tried to call Daisy and tell that, you know, Gatsby's dead. But the Bucanans had moved away.
And for information, this is also leaking into, like, chapter 9.
Yeah, this is, like, the end, like, dude. Oh my
We're
God.
Just too lazy for this. We're ready to get this over.
Yeah. Okay. So, the Buchanans have moved, and no one knows well and how to get in contact. So, Nick's still trying to find people to go to Gatsby's funeral. No one wants to come. The man that Gatsby works for, Wolfsheim? Yeah?
Wolfsheim?
Yeah, Wolfsheim. He wants nothing to do with dead people.
But he's the one who helped Gatsby get his money.
Yeah, and he's also the one that's probably dropping dead bodies, but, you know.
Mm.
Anyways.
That's the tea.
He wants nothing to do with it. Gatsby's dad shows up.
Money hungry.
Yeah, money hungry. He's more interested in his house, his wealth. He doesn't really care that his son's dead.
He cares that he's dead, but, like...
He doesn't really.
That money's more a little interesting.
Ka-ching!
Because I don't think you can profit off dead people. Yeah. You can profit off that money.
Anyways, when they get to the funeral place, the graveyard, that's it. It's a few servants, Nick and Gatsby's dad.
I thought it was just the dad, Nick, and...
Allies.
Yeah.
This drunk dude that Nick met at Gatsby's party in, like, what, chapter three? Stop looking at me through that. I feel creeped out.
I can't see. My eye went black.
Ha ha. Ah!
So.
Ew.
So, during the funeral, the ally man shows up. He says something to Nick, but I can't remember what he said.
All them people unknown showed up, or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that everybody shows up to his parties.
What is that on my bed?
Nobody shows up to his
funeral.
Which just showed that
it was sad.
Gatsby barely had any real friends.
They wanted him for his fame. Well, not really fame, but for his money and his, you know, ooh la la.
Ooh la la?
Yeah, ooh la la.
Wow, great descriptive words.
Thank you. I tried. I think I failed, but...
Sweetie.
Where's this pillow go? That goes right there. You're laying on the other pillow that goes right there. He just hit me in the face with a pillow.
So...
How lovely.
Along with the TJ Eckelberg thing, apparently allies is supposed to represent God.
God. How holy of him.
It's weird that they just added God in here. Like, it's weird.
Like, this is about the American dream. Don't pull that out! Do you know how long it took for the stuff that in, though?
Is it supposed to be there?
Yeah.
No.
You know how long it took for the stuff that in, though?
I didn't know it was supposed to be there.
Dingleberry.
So, it's just weird to add some religious imagery in this.
The American dream.
I mean, I guess the American dream was built on Christianity.
Yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa.
What?
I was like saying, when we get into Christianity, but just, you know.
Wow.
I'm done.
And then, right at the end of the book, Nick's like walking...
He decides to move to the Middle West. Don't forget that. That comes before he meets Tom.
I wasn't going to say that. I was sitting on the beach. You dummy.
Yes? Is this room service?
No. Y'all about to wrap up for tonight?
Yeah.
We're almost finished, and then we're just, yes. And then we'll continue rolling.
Oh my, yes, rolling. Nick decides to go on Gatsby's beach and look at, like, the ocean and stuff.
Ow, I just done myself. The eyeball.
And, like, think about what the settlers would have saw and stuff when they were coming over to
It was really boring.
It wasn't boring. You're
it
just,
was.
You just don't like English. I don't either, but...
Shh. Don't insult the English teacher.
We're not. I don't think it'll hurt her feelings that we don't like English.
Oh. I hope it doesn't. Hey, I like English. I like reading.
There's a difference between liking reading and liking English.
I like learning definitions of words and...
There's a difference between learning definitions of words and English.
I'm trying to... Whatever. Fine.
If you don't stop messing with that piece of paper. So, whenever he's reflecting on what the settlers would have thought, that's when the American dream theme comes up. The only reason why we came to this land was to profit.
Money. To live.
Money.
To live.
Money. That's the only reason why... Because even us discovering this continents...
Was for economic opportunity. Is that right?
They were trying to find an easier route to India.
Yeah, economic...
They were trying to find a different trade... They were trying to find a different trading route because they didn't know there was continents on the other side.
Hey, this is English. Why are we talking about history?
Because it ties in.
No.
Yes, he does. He mentions that all this.
I don't care what he mentions.
Mackenzie, we're gonna fight.
Moving on.
We are moving on. You won't let me.
Okay, fine.
That's...
Hey, it's like a little airplane. Ouch!
He talks about how America's built on this false ideal of the American dream of becoming rich and living out all your life, you know, rich and happy.
Mm-hmm.
And Gatsby, he tried that, but you know, he just...
He failed.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang, dead.
He got dead. Then, Was it before or after that? I think it was
before. I don't know. You told me to shut up.
Mackenzie, we're gonna fight. What is this?
I don't know. Does it hurt?
No.
Then it's not a bruise.
Stop.
Congratulations. So, you'll live another 18 years.
So, I think before before Nick decides to go on Gatsby's beach, Nick meets Tom again, and then
that's Tom in New York. First, he doesn't want to shake his hand. Then he does shake his hand at the end.
Because he doesn't like him right now.
Tom admits to telling Wilson that it was Gatsby's call that ran his wife over. And then Tom,
He tells Wilson that Gatsby was the one who killed Myrtle. So that's why Wilson killed Gatsby.
Dun, dun, dun.
So if you think about it,
it's Tom's fault. Tom
was the one who helped kill Gatsby. But he'll never get charged for it because
him and Daisy are callous and what was the other word they used? Callous?
They're rich.
Selfish. And they will never have to face the negative consequences of their action.
Yeah.
Woo!
I mean, Daisy was the one who actually killed her. She was the one who was driving and just bump bump Men's over law. Him. She just road killed her.
The baby.
Yeah, her titty fell out.
I still cringe.
Why?
Because the imagery just no. Oh, ow.
I'm very desensitized to stuff like that.
Well, I am. Not.
You're not.
I am not.
That was a long pause.
I had to think about it.